Track 6. The phenomenally talented Canet Mason family have a long association with the Autumn Festival of Norfolk. This year, Kadiatu Canet Mason will be in conversation with Christine Webber about her latest book, To Be Young, Gifted and Black. And there, the festival offers two chances to see her violinist son, Braemar, perform.
The Autumn Festival of Norfolk feels like a home from home to us, says Kadiatu Canet Mason. The family of prodigiously talented musicians have played a role in the event for many years now. And this month, Kadiatu, mother of Izata, Sheku, Braemar, Konya, Aminata, Geneba and Mariatu, will be in conversation with Christine Webber about her second book, To Be Young, Gifted and Black. Violinist Braemar will also be appearing, giving two special concerts with pianist James Coleman and guest opera singer and festival artist in residence Lisa Cassidy, a matinee and an evening concert by candlelight. The family shot to fame when the six eldest siblings reached the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent in 2015. The following year, cellist Sheku was named the BBC's Young Musician of the Year, and in 2018 he played at the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The brothers and sisters, who range in age from 29 to 15 and play either violin, cello or piano, have performed concerts all over the world. They've also recorded together, and their latest album, River of Music, has just been released. We've been coming to the festival since the children were quite small, says Kadiatu. We met festival artistic director Stash Kirkbride and he asked us if we'd like to be part of it, and we were just on board with what he was doing. Sometimes all seven of the children, sometimes five of them, sometimes three of them have performed. It's been various different ensembles over the years. There's someone I know in Norwich who's an old friend of my mother and father's from way back in the day when my father was over here from Sierra Leone and her husband was his best friend at college. So we've sometimes seen her when we've been here, which has been just a lovely connection. To Be Young, Gifted and Black is a sequel to Kadiatu's first book, House of Music. As she explains, Braemar played a role in the book and will be joining her and Christine to chat on stage. The book features interviews with all my children and my husband Stuart about what they feel about a whole range of things. Racism, music, being professional, being an artist, what it's been like growing up in a family, what they think about the future. And I find it absolutely fascinating talking to them. Since being in the public eye, the family have encountered a huge amount of racism. As Kadiatu explains, there was one incident in particular which prompted her to write To Be Young, Gifted and Black. I think at first it was important that the children made their names in terms of the music that they play, and they've always wanted to be known as musicians and being good at what they do. And it's always through music that you send the best messages, really, she says. Stuart and I used to read all the things that were on social media, the racist comments, but we tried to shield the children from all that. Then in 2023, my eldest daughter, Izata, played at the BBC Proms. It was a wonderful occasion. It was televised. She played Prokofiev's third piano concerto with the National Orchestra of Wales. Then I was unguarded. I was reading the social media comments and I didn't realise that my 17-year-old daughter was also reading them over my shoulder, and she was devastated. I think it made me realise that it's not something that you can just keep under wraps and pretend isn't happening. At some point, it has to be addressed. Also, what we've noticed is that it is growing and we feel that it's getting worse. These comments are getting louder and we have to keep the doors open to other people coming behind us. You can't do that unless you're addressing these issues head on. Kadiatu describes the process of writing the book as incredibly painful and difficult at times, but says that there was positives too. I got a huge amount of support from the family. It was many things. It was enlightening, it was saddening, it was uplifting, as well talking about all of them and about their experiences and how they view all of this. And it made me realise how deeply they've had to think about it and how much it's shaped their lives. But I think also making it a very open conversation in the family has been really wonderful for all of us in a way. And one of the things we've realised is when we're talking about all of these things, one of the great shields and comforts is humour. So we're doing a lot of laughing as well, which is a really interesting thing. We shared a huge number of anecdotes and stories, and also it was a way of working out what we're going to do now. What are the steps forward? How are we going to protect ourselves? How are we going to have the courage to carry on doing what we want to do and carry on going onto that public stage? And as Kadiatou says, music is often a better way of communicating than words. Music is bigger than language or deeper than language, and it builds other communities. So I think if you bring people in with music, the emotion of music, it's a shared universal language. It's a point of communion and communication, I think, for people from diverse backgrounds. During COVID, when the children were doing the Facebook Lives, there were audiences from all around the world who were getting comfort from it. We found it a hugely powerful medium. Born in Sierra Leone and then growing up in Wales, Kadiatou had a broad musical education. In Sierra Leone, there was a huge amount of West African music, and calypso was very popular then. My mother is Welsh, and from the age of 8, I grew up in Wales, and there was a lot of Welsh male voice choir music, lots of Welsh folk music, Welsh hymn and chapel music, and of course, we had Bob Marley topping the charts back in those days. I think we grew up to understand that all music is wonderful, and we can identify with so many different types. I was also very lucky because at my Welsh Comprehensive School, there was so much music being taught. I played in the orchestra and sang in choirs. My husband's the same. His parents are Antiguan from the Caribbean, so he grew up with a wide range of music, but also learned to play the cello and the piano. And he just wanted to give our children the same, so they grew up every day listening to everything, which is how it should be. One of the messages the children want to send is it's so important to have music in schools, because once you've access to it as a child and access to learning an instrument or singing, you keep that as a lifelong passion and you keep those doors open for the rest of your life, which is really important. These borders between musical genres are often false, and I think that's why they like to play, for example, Bob Marley or Hallelujah with their classical instruments. It's a way of reaching wider audiences, and it's a way of saying music is music. If it's good music, it's good music, and we can all speak each other's language. Reflecting on 10 years since their appearance on Britain's Got Talent, what have Kadiatou's highlights of her children's careers been so far? It's interesting because people expect me to say something like playing at the proms or playing at Carnegie Hall. But for me, actually, it's moments like when they played at the Barbican a few weeks ago, which was a charity concert for Music Masters, which is keen on giving music education to children at primary schools. It was a cause that was close to their hearts, and what was lovely was seeing all of my 7 children on stage at once. I love those occasions. Kadiatou Kanemason will be in conversation with Christine Webber at the Chapel Norwich School on Sunday, November the 16th at 4:30 p.m. Bryma Kanemason will be performing at the same venue at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. on the same day. For tickets, visit autumnfestivalofnorfolk.org.